It's episode 1951 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 16th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Is that your Friday edition?
Friday edition.
Okay, here we go. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, you know the group. They had a string of top 40 hits, and they hold a record. They hold the record for most top 40 songs without ever hitting number one.
Really?
I didn't know that. They had 20 songs make
That's
the top
surprising.
40. None of them made it to number one.
I would have thought that is surprising.
Yeah,
they had some good songs.
Oh, yeah. Ireland won its first Olympic medals in 1924. A silver in the painting competition and a bronze in literature. Obviously, they didn't have any athletes.
This is like the Olympic Olympics?
They said the Olympics. Then they're probably not
painting.
I know they're not painting and literature.
What would a literature competition be like?
I don't know.
The best read of Shakespeare?
Yeah, I guess.
With an Irish lilt? But what would a painting competition be like?
Draw I don't know, house, maybe it's 1924, dog. You know, who knows, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, the Olympic Olympics.
The Olympics.
I did not know this.
The sounds from crunchy foods are actually tiny sonic booms because the food is breaking up at the speed of sound.
Huh.
I don't know if I buy that. That's pretty damn
the
fast.
The crunchy foods. You know, there is a condition where people can't stand to listen to people eat.
Yes, I am aware of that.
Like people crunch
and
stuff like that.
People chewing. Yeah,
chewing,
it's a deal.
Yes.
The United States Postal Service made stamps of the Statue of Liberty in 2011, but the picture they used was not the real Statue of Liberty. It was the one at New York Casino in Las Vegas.
No.
It's not clear if it was an accident or it wasn't an accident.
Why would they
Who
do
at
that?
The Postal Service would go like, hey, I went to the Statue of Liberty on the Strip. This is a real one, right? Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, they said they are better friends than they are lovers. The little BB shot her not once, but twice around the world.
Yeah.
First a month premature and... It wasn't true.
Yeah.
And finally, yesterday, Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez are no longer a couple. As we reported yesterday.
Yes.
Us. Van Camp and Morgan.
We were on it.
Hot off the press.
Absolutely.
Who cares news on all.
Yeah.
The couple formerly known as A-Rod. Which,
no,
you know,
J-Rod.
I'm sorry. The couple formerly known as J-Rod. We gave him that name, by the way.
We did. We were the first. I remember that clearly.
Now they're just
and
then J-Rod.
They stole it from us.
Now they're just J-Lo and A-Rod. Nothing special.
Nothing special.
Nah. And Alex's recent decision, he made a decision to become an NBA team owner.
Yeah.
And appeared to signal that his engagement with J-Lo was over because she wasn't on the buy like she had been. When they bid on the Mets last year.
Oh, that's true. And they did not win that one, so they don't have to split the Mets. That's good, because that would have been a mess. The Mets already have enough problems, because they're just the Mets. So,
you know, divorces are hard on sports
teams. And
they're
not even married. They were only engaged.
Right.
It's like mommy and daddy are, you know, we're separating kids. That was their whole reason a month ago, remember? For not,
they hadn't told the kids.
They hadn't told the kids.
The press...
found out about it on the streets.
The media told the kids.
It's the worst thing.
Yeah, that's like the drunk uncle.
The kids.
The drunk uncle told the kids.
At Christmas. It's crazy.
So I guess mommy and daddy have, you know, talked to the kids.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter anymore.
Sorry, kids.
You know,
we're going to be friends.
So whose fault is it really?
That's what
Who
I
want
to know. I think I know.
It couldn't be anything about, like, you know, Alex's little bad habits, could it?
I think it does.
Yeah. What about the house in Malibu that Joanna Gaines did?
Oh, man. And that probably was going to be on Fixer Up or Welcome Home. Which,
yeah.
Because they that's interesting.
Wonder if they'll still do it.
Well, they'll split it.
Well, the Gaines probably got paid, so.
Of course they got paid.
Yeah.
Hello? They're the Gaines.
Whether it airs or not.
Yeah. All right, we brought to you the story yesterday. We did. We broke it on the West Coast, and I thought that was kind of fun that we were able to break a story on the West Coast yesterday.
Heck to the yeah.
Heck to the yeah. Mm-mm-mm. They did only announce it on the Today Show, which leads
That's right.
me to believe that they've got some deal with NBC.
I
That's
guess,
because
that
thinking.
Was just
yeah,
weird.
I think there's some deal.
Hey, on the outside, Jessica Alba, pretty lady. She's
yeah.
every bit the movie star, wholesome mom, honest company person.
Billionaire,
and all-around nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
But she admits that inside lurks the heart of a Karen. Oh, my goodness. Who would have known?
No, I would have never known.
Wonder if her husband knows.
Probably does.
While playing Never Have I Ever with some of the other stars during the Vanity Fair cocktail hour live, Jessica and the rest of the group got posed the question, never have I ever asked to speak to the manager. Now, everyone who actually did speak to a manager was supposed to take a drink of their beverage.
Uh-huh.
And the Dark Angel star was the only one on the show to take a big gulp. And then she said, I can't wait to speak to the manager. Now, all the other participants...
She's got a bad side. Is that what you're saying? She's got a bad
dark,
side.
Dark, lurky side.
Yeah.
All the other participants, they were a little aghast.
That she'd admit that, huh?
That she'd admit it, yeah. And that they oh, just like, funny. I would never speak to the manager.
Oh, jeez.
Now, she also admitted that she has a tattoo she's embarrassed about on the back of her neck.
Oh.
I wonder what that oh. is.
Regerts. Mm.
Regerts.
Tattoos are regerts at some points, yeah.
That's like the most famous tattoo, I think.
Oh, yeah, the Snickers commercial.
No goes. Regerts.
No regerts.
Now, she also said that if she wasn't married, she would insta-stalk people.
Oh, would she really?
What
no.
What a little trollop
She's
she is.
She's a little trollop, this Jessica Man. Alba. She is a cutie, though. You must admit. She's
oh, she's
very
a cutie.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a smart, smart lady.
Well, she made all of her money in this honest company.
Yeah.
Right?
She's a business person.
Bonafide
yeah.
billionaire.
Yeah.
And she hit at the right time, I think, for all kinds of products that they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah.
But who knew that she has such the heart of
well,
a Karen.
She runs a business, so maybe she's going to get to the bottom of things. She's
well,
all business
this is
sometimes.
True. In order to run a successful business, you've got to have the sharky heart.
Gotta be a hard ass. All of a sudden, I'm as afraid of her as I am of Halle Berry. So I was going to put that out there. Though it did sound like she was getting a little looser with her answers the more she drank.
Maybe that's it.
I think she yeah. took too big a gulp.
She could probably drink you
No regerts, tattoo, and insta-stalking. Oh, my God. All right, more Who Cares coming your way next week. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.